call the December 3rd Plan Commission order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Excused.
Commissioner Thinnes?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Excused as well. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For those of you in the audience, the two applicants specifically, Aaron Hertzberg is here. Aaron is our Director of Economic Development. New hire, been with us for a month and a half?
A month tomorrow.
Still on double secret probation. So, need any help from him? There he is. Okay, item B, in your packet, the approval of the regular meeting of November 19th. Any additions or corrections?
Your motion approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to a public hearing for Creative Homes for a subdivision on 76th and Faith Drive. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. There's two related items on the agenda tonight. One is the public hearing for the rezoning. Also on the agenda for the same item, for same topic, is a comprehensive master plan amendment. That will also have a public hearing, but that public hearing will be at the Common Council meeting. The next Common Council meeting, I believe, December 15th. So tonight, both items will be discussed, but the public hearing is just for the rezoning. In particular, the cul-de-sac at the end of Faith Drive, that area approximately is being proposed to be rezoned from institutional, which the entire church property is currently zoned, to R6 residential, which is the zoning for the areas to the south where all the residential development is. So that's the subject of the rezoning, an area of approximately 16,900 square feet. They're planning then that cul-de-sac bulb would be moved to the south, and then that area where the cul-de-sac is now could potentially be a lot in a future subdivision that Mr. Prisbella would like to do and probably will be bringing forward to the city sometime in the near future. That's a separate step for a second, separate Plan Commission meeting sometime in the future. Tonight is just the rezoning for that area where the cul-de-sac bulb is.
For the record, both Alderman Dandrea and I have purchased a lot independently, lots from Creative Homes. That was 16, 17 years ago. They got the benefit. We got the houses. But there is no conflict of interest. I just announced that for the record. Mr. Fuchs, you have a notice to read.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, December 3rd, 2015 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Rick J. Prisbella, President of Creative Homes, Inc., for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance to rezone a certain parcel of land from I-1 Institutional District to R-6 Suburban Single Family Residence District, for the property located at approximately 7700 West Faith Drive.
Okay, this is a public hearing. The applicant is here. I'll open a public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this rezoning request? Anyone wishing to speak on the rezoning request?
Do I have to get sworn in?
No, this is not a natural resource special exception.
Leroy Levandusky, 8030 West Winston Way. My issue is the fact that every time I turn around, I find that a piece of property keeps getting rezoned from one to the other. This Faith Community Church did not belong in the roadway for Southview, and I've asked you under a TIP program to include Southview to go all the way to Imperial. But here's another incident where I was unaware that Tom Kaiser's property was even in the institutional zoning, and now it's got to be rezoned for family, a suburban single family. This is ridiculous, like a yo-yo. We keep doing that in this city, and nobody knows where we're going. The master plan was for that Southview to go through, and it would have been all okay if that would have been done and the school not or the church not going in. And here we go again. I'm not objecting to any of this stuff, but I'm discouraged when I see all this stuff handing around back and forth. Thank you.
Okay. Well, for the record, the Mr. Kaiser's property is now R6 here. The intention is to break off a section.
Thank you.
That helps. Break off a section here to make it R6 as well. Exclusive of the
another property for
this is Faith Community Church's property, right? And they're part of this deal. So there is
there should be another single family.
There'll be another single, probably be another single family right there. Anyone else? Yes, sir. Please come forward. Give us your name and address.
So I'm Pastor Stu Merkel from Faith Community Church. So glad to be here.
And, I'll be at the cookie walk, by the way.
Pardon me?
I'll be at the cookie walk.
Excellent. Very good.
You don't get to look like I do without going to cookie walk.
All right. You all know about the cookie walk. December 12th. I have had written a letter to be read to you all, but I was available to come tonight, so I just would be glad to read it to you all just with regards to the relationship.
Public hearing. Please do.
And by the way, my address is an Oak Creek address. This is not my address.
All we need is for the record. That's fine.
Okay. So
please give it to us.
Oh, so 10370 South Redwood Lane, Oak Creek, Wisconsin.
And one of these days you'll move here.
I tried. I really tried hard. I just started. The land wasn't available. So this is regarding the rezoning. To whom it may be concerned, I'm writing to inform the Planning Commission of the desire of Faith Community Church to sell the property, mostly equivalent to the temporary easement of the cul-de-sac, to Creative Homes, Inc. We have negotiated a good faith agreement with Creative Homes to sell the property upon approval of the rezoning with the city. Our mortgage holder has been notified and given permission to sell the property. The sale was discussed by a quorum of the church members and approved by a vote on May 24th, and minutes of that decision are available upon request. And just the final thing was that we are pleased to be working with Creative Homes and desire for this rezoning to go forward on our end. The church is pleased with all the discussions that we've been having in regards to this. And so should there be any questions from the church, I'd be glad to answer them.
Thank you, Pastor. Okay. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Seeing no one else coming forward, I'll close the public hearing. Questions from the commission? Commissioner Haley.
Probably a question for staff. We're being asked to rezone the parcel, but the parcel itself has not been created yet.
Correct.
It needs to be a certified survey map.
Yeah, and Jesse can explain. There is a condition in the approval resolution documents that addresses this.
Mr. State Attorney.
It's conditional zoning, not contract zoning, conditional zoning. Very good. It all comes together at once if and when there's final approvals on a plat, et cetera, et cetera. It all comes together at the same time. It's a joiner of everyone.
Alderman Dandrea.
Joel, is there enough land to create a parcel without interfering with that, the retention pond?
Yeah, yes. There's a second map in the packet that shows a proposed layout of the lots.
Yeah.
If it's approved for the R6 zoning district as the lands to the south currently are, Those are some of the smaller lots that we have in the city. There would be enough land there. There is the issue, though, so you can see the rough outline of where a lot could go based on this rezoning. The lot would match that rezoning. There potentially could be some wetlands that lead up to that stormwater pond that would infringe in the back end of the lot. More detail would be needed to know that if the house would be 50 feet away from those wetlands. If not, they might have to do a natural resource special exception. And then, of course, the main reason is because they would be moving that cul-de-sac to the south, opening up that land. So it's a small lot, but it's an R6 small lot. Roughly, it looks like it could fit.
Mr. City Engineer.
Are we still looking at having using the pond for drainage for the subdivision and
It's my understanding that's what they're hoping to do.
And how is that agreement going to work out? Who's maintaining?
Partly we'll rely upon the engineering department to make sure technically that that's going to work.
Okay.
But yes, there would have to be an agreement.
Okay.
Mr. City Attorney.
It would be a cost-sharing agreement between the developer and the church.
They're both nodding.
So there'd be a homeowners association.
Okay. Yes.
Any other questions from the commission? Okay, so that was the rezoning. Without objection, you want to move to a motion? Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a certain parcel of land from I-1 institutional to R-6 suburban single family?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Let it be for the record, 4 ayes. Mayor did not vote. Doesn't happen. All right, move on to the second part of this. Comprehensive Master Plan Amendment. Mr. Diebel.
Just like the Comprehensive Master Plan matches the zoning standpoint, we have the institutional on the church property in the future land use map for the Comprehensive Master Plan and single-family residential for the R6 area to the south. Because that zoning is changing, that should be reflected in the Comprehensive Master Plan, so we're proposing, recommending approval of that change to the future land use map in the Comprehensive Master Plan.
Questions for staff? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve a resolution recommending the adoption of an ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the City of Franklin 2025 future land use map for property located approximately 7700 West Faith Drive from institutional use to residential use pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 66.101 sub 4 sub B?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Well, you guys are energetic.
Yeah.
Discussion on motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. That'll be on the council agenda the 15th. And the public hearing on the Comprehensive Master Plan will also be on the 15th. Okay.
Or is there a third one?
There's only two.
Yeah, there's one resolution and two ordinances, but one of those is for the common council. That's what you were thinking.
No action by us on that last
one. That one, no. That's for the council.
Move on to item C2, Strauss Brands Incorporated Building Additions. Mr. Deedle.
Public hearing on this one. It's a special use amendment. Strauss Veal is here, actually, as well, answering any questions you may have. They're proposing a couple of additions. We provide some history and background. You may recall not too long ago, they did get approved a special use amendment for some other different building additions, which they never did build, and a parking lot expansion in the back. They're continuing. They are working with staff on the parking lot additions in the back. They have done some other even smaller building changes very recently that staff's administratively approved under minor site plan amendments. These changes were large enough to warrant the special use amendment. Three changes they're proposing to do. One is a building addition on the north end of the building for the metal room. Then a smaller addition in that little alcove area. And then a third addition in the middle of the building where they're going to put in a crane, so they're raising the roof about 18 feet or so. So those are the three changes they're asking approval for at this time. Staff is recommending approval with some changes to the third one, that pump room, roof extension. The other two we're okay with as is. I can note in passing that the original materials for the siding of that northern addition, they did change in response to a staff comment to match the exterior that the rest of the front of the building has. So the only issue that staff is raising here was to change the exterior materials for that pump room addition on the roof.
Yeah.
And I could note the reason for that is it is about 18 feet above the current roof line. There are lots of rooftop mechanicals on the building right now, but most of them are small. There is one large one that you can see in the back. That's approximately 15 feet or so. 25 feet, excuse me. So that the tall one in the back is approximately 25 feet above the roof of the building.
And the addition would be over here,
Or to the right. It'll be to the right. So when you see that next rooftop mechanical, that's a little bit lower. That's approximately where this roof addition is going to be. So the new addition would be about 18 feet high in front of that taller one that's in the back, which is about 25 feet high. So we're recommending that they put something other than just metal siding on that, is what they're proposing now, is metal siding. Maybe something like the EFIS that they have. It's hard to see because the sun is so bright in these pictures, but there's another partial second floor, yep, right there, and we believe that's EFIS on the siding there, so we're suggesting they put something, or recommending they put something like that on this addition as well. That's the only change that the staff would recommend. Otherwise, we're recommending.
Okay, this is a public hearing on a special use application. Mr. Fuchs, you have a notice to read.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, December 3rd, 2015 at 7 o'clock p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Randall Strauss, President, Strauss Brands Incorporated, for an amendment to a special use permit for the construction and operation of a meatpacking business upon property located at 9775 South 60th Street, such property being zoned M1 Limited Industrial District. The pending application requests approval for the construction of a 24-foot by 36-foot metal building addition on the north side of the existing building, a 25-foot by 26-foot rail building addition on the north side of the existing building, and an 18-foot 9-inch wide by 46-foot 8-inch long by 16 foot 8.5 inch high pump room addition above the existing first floor of the Strauss Brands Incorporated building.
Okay, we have a properly noticed public hearing. I'll open the public hearing. Is there any citizen wishing to comment on the special use application? Any citizen wishing to speak? Mr. Hertzberg, comment? No? Okay. Any citizen wishing to speak? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing. Without objection, a motion on this matter. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution to amend Resolution 477 imposing conditions and restrictions upon the for the approval of a special use and site plan amendment resolutions 2000-10, 2003-001, 2004-001, 2014-008, and any other amendments to date for the property located at 9775 South 60th Street to allow for construction of a metal building addition, a rail building addition, and a pump room addition to the existing Strauss Brands Incorporated building, including the recommendation for EFIS on the structure.
So moved.
I'll second.
Discussion on that motion. Commissioner Haley, then the city engineer.
Questions for staff again. What we're not seeing here is a site plan that shows how we're dealing with the stormwater on site. If I'm not mistaken, the majority of the site right now just sheet drains right off the back end to the adjacent parklands. How are we addressing that?
They're going to follow pretty much what was previously approved. We're going to require them to do that as part of their parking lot expansion. So again, they still want to do a parking lot expansion in the back like was previously approved. They're probably going to stick pretty close to that, so we think we're going to be able to do that administratively. And we're, as long as it stays the same as what was previously approved for stormwater management, we think we can do it all administratively.
And the stormwater management plan, I mean, we're not seeing it, but it's in essence a basin?
Yes. I don't know what's the status. I know some preliminary information is provided to us and to engineering. I'm not sure exactly what the status is. I don't know if we have the final plans yet. But they are going to provide final plans for city engineering department review and approval.
Well, then I guess I would make a request that at that time, Milwaukee County has concerns about the stormwater discharge onto the property as it is now. It's unchecked. Everything's coming in there. So yes, they're putting in a basin. Where's the discharge? Where's the emergency, the overflow spillway? where does that water get directed to? It's really the question that we're concerned with. So I don't see the plan. I can't answer those things, but I guess if staff would be meticulous in reviewing that to see how, I mean, I have no idea where the overflow water is going. Can that be brought out to the street to storm? These buildings were all constructed well before we did storm water maintenance of any time, and now is the time to clean that up. We've got that issue with all of these buildings along here.
The city engineer was nodding up and down.
Got a question, actually a comment question. I took a tour of your facility a couple weeks ago, and I'm still amazed at how far the carcass has to go before the eyeballs come out. That's kind of freaky.
Oh, jeez.
Question, one, thank you for being one of our top 10 water customers, but is any of the things that you're doing here going to affect your water use at all? The gentleman who gave me the tour didn't think it was, but he wasn't sure.
Was it a bald gentleman who gave you the tour?
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Hey, hey, hey.
Was that you?
That's our new maintenance manager.
Yes, sir.
We are not. Our plan is to come.
Sir,
back
please, if you would mind. This is not really appropriate, but we'll do it anyway.
Okay.
Give us your name and address for the record.
Wayne Buckhouse, plant manager, Strauss Brands, West Dallas, 1924 South 83rd. I love to live in Franklin.
We just got six more rides.
Well, West Dallas is heading to seed. Our plan is to cut back working with the water. We want to cut back on water usage. Right now, we believe we waste water. And it's like we've cut back on electrical usage. Our plan is to get everything up to code, keep it that way. Address your concerns with the stormwater, because I have the same concerns too. And right now, the way our parking lot flows, all the water comes back and hits the building. Whoever designed this should be in jail. All the water off the roof goes back towards the building. In the middle of the winter, it becomes a skating rink. We'd like to fix that. I don't want to see anybody get hurt. I live there more than most. So,
I guess my question was, without doing the expansion, you guys are looking at some water conservation measures, but with this expansion, is there any processes that will require more water or less water?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Anything else on the motion? All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.